Jim Lennep from the City of Columbus joining us in the studio
this morning. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
We are great.
Doing well.
Yeah.
We're doing good.
And so is the City of Columbus.
Yes.
You know, things are moving along. You know, we've obviously got a pretty serious issue in front of us. And part of what we want, the message that I, you know, hope we can get out to people is to take it seriously. Mm-hmm. We have segments of the population that are at risk, you know, to serious complications from this virus. And it's a small segment. I mean, I say it's small. People over 60, people with other health issues, be it heart, respiratory, or autoimmune deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're susceptible, it's easy for them to contract the virus. And it's easy for people to transmit the virus. So, you know, when we ask for this old notion of social distancing, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep people from catching it, and we're trying to keep people from giving it. So when we ask you to stay home, you know, that's serious. That's really what we're after. As I've driven around town and looked at some of the parking lots, it's easy for me to see that we've got pretty good compliance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Folks have sort of got the message. The difficult part, I think, will be as this extends for people to maintain that kind of discipline. You know, this, I liken it a little bit to a snow day, except it's going to be a snow week or two, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it will probably try people's patience, but that's just what we're going to have to do. In the meantime, hand sanitizer, don't leave home without it.
You've got yours.
Yep. I got mine. But as they say, you know, soap and water does just as good a job, if not better, as long as you use them. And so we want people to practice good hygiene, wash your hands often, be careful what you touch, and most importantly, stay at home.
Yeah. And, you know, the city is working hard to make sure we are proactive about everything, ahead of the curve.
Right.
And
yeah, two or three things that we'd want people to know. I mean, we get questions about where should I go, you know, mm-hmm. for information. And candidly, I just, you know, before I came in here, looked at your local news digital, the feed mm-hmm. from this morning, and you had three or four stories on the COVID or on the coronavirus type items. So, you know, people can pay attention to the traditional media, radio or the newspaper. You know, they've got websites or on-air print edition kind of thing. The hospital has set up a hotline, 812-379-4449. And so it's another great place to go if you think that you've, you know, if you're experiencing some symptoms and you just like to talk to somebody to see whether it's worth your while to try to go to a place where other sick people might be, you know, like a doctor's office or the hospital itself. Because, again, that's puts us all in social interaction, which is the opposite of what we're trying to get after.
Right.
Just want people to realize that, at least as far as government is concerned, I mean, most of the normal functions will continue. You know, we've closed the governmental offices, or, you know, so the Donner Center's closed, the Commons is closed, Lincoln Ice Center is closed, but the administrative activities are still underway, you know, behind the scenes. So if you've got an issue, call us. You know, you can call 376-2500. We'll get your call routed around to wherever it needs to go. Garbage pickup continues. Police and fire, obviously, working, as well as the ambulances. We got a little bit different protocol for the first responders, so they'll sort of suit up or mask up, you know, before they get close to you,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they don't know what they're encountering.
Sure.
And so we want them to take the necessary precautions. But, yeah, so we will continue to provide the services people are accustomed to, but the facilities themselves will be closed for a while.
But what about bus services?
Bus service will continue, I think, for today, and then we're going to eliminate bus service for a while. If you have a medical condition and you require transport to the hospital or your doctor, you can use the call a bus feature. And most people who use that are familiar with it. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but that service will continue.
Okay.
But the regular city buses, we're going to discontinue those, I think, at the end of business today.
All right. That's good to know. Give everybody a little bit of a notice there.
Yeah.
So you can make arrangements. And, you know, Mayor, we know that this is going to be a stressful time for a lot of people. And there will be some resources in place at some point.
Yeah, there will be. I mean, those people who are affected by shutdowns, my understanding is that unemployment compensation will be available from day one. So if that affects you, get down there and apply. Although you may want to do it online, you know, not in person, not in a big long line of people.
Mm-hmm.
There are some other governmental programs that are going to be helpful. The Chamber of Commerce will be a good resource for us on that. But we'll just have to wait to see how you access those, because that's not been explained yet.
Right. So help is on the way.
Yes,
yes it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just have to be a little patient.
Yeah, I think people do need to be patient. You know, we worry a little bit about panic, and you can sort of see that to a small extent if you go to a grocery store. Mm-hmm. You know, why are the shelves empty? I don't, you know, we don't have any indication yet that there are problems with the supply of items at the grocery store. So people can moderate their buying a little bit. But yeah, help will be here. But it's going to take a little while to unfold. And in the meantime, we just need people to be patient.
Well, Mayor, thank you so much for stopping in this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you to the city for being proactive.
Oh, you're welcome as well. Thank you.